The University of Nebraska at Omaha's School of Music is hosting their 2023 annual Brass Day, a traditional event that has been taking place for years.
It started even before I got here. I arrived at UNO in 2010, and my colleague Pete Madsen was holding every year a low brass day. And then within a couple years, I decided instead of just having a low brass day, why don't we have a full brass day?
Jason Johnson is a lecturer and brass area coordinator for UNO. Brass Day is a large-scale event. Johnson says the planning for the next Brass Day starts very early.
So it really starts, like, as soon as we're done with this year's Brass Day, it'll start very soon after that, because in terms of booking guest artists, we really need to be thinking a year out.
The guest artists that are invited to teach and perform on Brass Day are vital to encouraging students involved, showing them how exciting being a professional musician is.
Guest artists are wonderful to bring in because they can offer things like private lessons and master classes and just general talks to our students here at UNO. You know, regarding things like, you know, what does it take to be a performer in today's modern performance world?
The different guest artists brought in vary each year.
A few years ago, we had a trumpet player by the name of Rex Richardson come out, and he's very versed in being a classical player and a jazz player. And so in that case, we had him do a half recital that was classical, and he was accompanied by a piano player. And then for the second half of the performance, he was accompanied by our top jazz ensemble here at UNO.
Local high school band students are encouraged to come participate in Brass Day.
Basically, with the high school kids, we form a brass ensemble, and they spend their day rehearsing with our UNO faculty, and they have a little bit of contact with the guest artist as well. And then later in the evening, when the main performance happens, the high school students also perform what they've been rehearsing all day along with the guest artist.
As an educator, Johnson says it is important to highlight inclusiveness within the brass area in an ensemble. And Brass Day provides that outlet to do so.
When you get into the performance world, there's even fewer women who are involved in brass performance. Not that they don't exist, but it's a largely a male-dominated sport. And it's important for me to really kind of try to show people that anybody can participate. So in the past, I've had two times in the last 3 years, I brought an all-female brass quintet to UNO for Brass Day called the Seraph Brass.
This year's Brass Day takes place tomorrow, November 8th, on UNO's Dodge campus in the Strauss Performing Arts Center. Johnson says there is a full day of sectionals and master classes for the students. Brass Day will end with a concert at 7:30 p.m., featuring all participants in the concert hall. For more information about Brass Day, this year's guest artists, and the event schedule, visit the Brass Day page on unomaha.edu. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tegg.